Hello and welcome back to Proactive, live from Resourcing Tomorrow. And I'm joined now by Jamie Strauss, who is the founder and CEO of Digbee. Now, one of the big themes so far this week, Jamie, is that the mining industry, as great as it is in many ways, is struggling to recruit the skilled personnel that it needs. And Digbee has a bit of a plan to help deal with it, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, Thomas, because the mining industry, if you read any reports in the press, is going to see a huge demand of product required for the transition to a global economy. You're going to see double copper requirements, 10 times or 20 times, as some people say, in lithium, 4 times in nickel. And in order to address that, we're going to have the resources and the skills to do that. The problem is the reputational risk of the mining industry. And the reputational risk of the mining industry inhibits new people to effectively come into our sector. They've all been pulled into tech or whatever it happens to be. We've got to address that. And in order to address that, as part of the Digbee product, is to try and raise levels of confidence and credibility within a mining company who are prepared to put themselves out for an independent assessment and therefore to communicate in a credible way all of the different things that they're doing within the spectrum of ESG. That should therefore allow, just like Glassdoor.com or other companies like that, will allow these allow people to effectively go in and see which companies are sustainable, which ones have got the right angle, the right strategies in order to go forward and effectively then hopefully be inspired to work in the mining industry. Because if I'm looking from here, if we're going to see 2 times copper increase, 10 times lithium increase, this sector is going on a roll for the next few years.
Fantastic. So what is the bleak alternative vision for a world in which none of these positive changes happen and people aren't getting certified?
Well, I think you know, we're going to see, I think, virtually a doubling of ESG-orientated funds in the course of the next 3 years, as per PwC's statement recently. Either we can tap into that or we accept that, in fact, we're blacklisted and the pool of capital will go shrink to nothing, cost of capital will go higher, and frankly, why would anybody want to join an industry doing that and digging holes in the ground? We need to change that narrative. We need to attract that capital to mining. I have no doubt that we can do that. I think it's already beginning to happen.
Great. Well, if somebody was looking for a bellwether as to how that progress is coming along, then the fortunes of your company are probably as good a one as you could find.
Yeah, I think that's probably, that's quite a good, I've not heard that angle before. I think that's quite a good idea. I mean, look, walking around this here and in Australia at IMARC a couple of weeks ago, there is no doubt in my mind that this industry is a willing candidate to disclose ESG and to be above and beyond and to differentiate the mining sector from any other sector. We have got to earn our own credibility. But Digbee only started last year on this ESG journey. We've got over 20 companies that are now fully completed. We should be over 40 by the end of March. And there's no doubt in my mind that, yeah, we are becoming the leading ESG accreditator for the sector. And I think that's really encouraging, talking to some of the CEOs of multi-billion dollar companies down to several million dollar companies as to how they can do this quickly, easy, and effectively. And I think what's really exciting, Thomas, is I actually, as a result of today, had conversations with banks and other investors, and I think there is a chance that we're going to start to see impact investors and other ESG-orientated funds beginning to enter this sector. That is an opening which is truly exciting.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for coming and sharing your story with us, Jamie, and we hope to get another update before long.
Thanks, Thomas.